Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Coming up this Friday, March 11th, it'll be the fourth annual Red Dirt Bull Sale being put on by 7451 Cattle Company near Marshall, Oklahoma. They'll be selling Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus Bulls. Over 200 Red Dirt Bulls will sell. For information, contact 7451 Ranch at 405-627-5200. That's 405-627-5200. Or you can go to mcsauction.com for a sale catalog. Red Dirt Bull Sale, Friday, March 11th.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And, well, Tom, let's kick things off this morning by checking in with our livestock futures. How'd those cattle and hogs finish yesterday?
Well, Dave, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures closed positive yesterday after starting the session on negative profit-taking type trading. Now, most of the live cattle and feeder cattle made new highs for the session yesterday. I should say made new highs for the month of March yesterday. So we did see some good upside that took place in the market. Our box beef on the choice side was down $1.17. The selects were up 81 cents on a total movement of 192 loads, one of the biggest movements we've had in a while. The cattle slaughter estimate 108,000 head cash feeder index was up 28 cents. We saw in Texas feed yards yesterday, they sold 900 head of cattle at 136 on the hoof, and about 1,000 head was sold in Nebraska at 214 in the meat. The lean hogs closed mostly positive yesterday except for the April contract. On the close yesterday, April live cattle $1.17 higher, April feeder cattle 92 cents higher, April lean hogs 27 cents lower.
We're going to check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's check in on these grain futures. And I ended up with a pretty nice day on the grains across the board yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw the second straight session of positive closes for the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures. Now, they all started the session trading lower before coming back for that positive close. News-wise, extremely quiet yesterday, and this morning at 11 o'clock is a monthly USDA supply and demand report that is expected to show increases in the U.S. and world ending stocks. Thursday, CONAB is going to be expected to update their Brazilian soybean and corn production estimates, and trading in the grains overnight has been mostly negative. At the moment, the May KC wheat's down a penny. May corn is down a quarter of a penny. May soybeans now a quarter of a penny higher. May cotton is trading 36 points lower. April crude oil is 61 cents higher. The March dollar index is 14 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures 87 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web. Either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefter, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.